Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 Vitar number 459. Any questions, comments, recommendations, sponsorships, please email Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org.
I wanted to talk about one of the commandments, of course, that is in this week's parsha, and that is the commandment of Shabbos. But instead of the restrictions of what you can't do on Shabbos, or even the positive commandments that we're familiar with, like Kiddush and the things that we do to remember Shabbos and make it holy, I wanted to talk about a different element of how to spend your time on Shabbos. So we have in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tzadik in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yarbe beperos megadim amine reach, you should have a lot of fruits and delicacies and nice things that smell good, kdei lahashlim minyan mea brachos. Because the first thing you got to do is try to finish really the 100 brachos I'm supposed to have every day, and we'll discuss that at a different time. And then the Ramah says, ve'im ragel b'shenas tzaharayim al yuvat lenu, if you're used to a sleep in the afternoon, otherwise known as a siesta, you should not abolish it, you should do it on Shabbos as well, ki oneg hulo, because it is enjoyable. It's enjoyable, and it's supposed to be enjoyed, Shabbos. Okay, in Sif Beis it says, Achasu de Shachris Kovin Medrash Likros Benevim Velidrosh Bedivri Agada. After the Shachris Su'ud, after the morning meal, you should sit down and learn something. Learn Divri Agada, homiletics, things that are interesting to you, Vasu Likvo Sudabo Sasha. And you should not sit down for another meal. That should be the time for learning. And so it seems like we should daven early and then eat, and then after the Suda, you're supposed to spend the afternoon learning. Okay, so the Ramah then says something interesting. He says, Upal and Ubne Bayas, She'en and Oskin B'Torah Kol Yemei Shvua. And workers, people who have jobs, who are gainfully employed during the week, they don't have the ability to learn during the week. V'asku Yosef B'Torah B'Shabbos, He actually suggests that the balabayas, the person who's working all week, is supposed to be learning more Torah on Shabbos because they have the opportunity, finally, that they did not have the entire week. But the scholar who's sitting and learning all week can enjoy themselves a little bit more on Shabbos, because the serious scholar who's busy with their learning all week is not as involved with the physical elements of life and therefore has that opportunity on Shabbos. So where does this all come from? How is this discussed? So there's actually a pasuk in Vayakel. The pasuk, of course, in the beginning of Parshat Vayakel says, Vayakel Moshe's Kladas Mnei Yisrael. Moshe gathered all of the people together, and the very next pasuk says, Sheshes Yamim Tasa Malacha V'yam Ashri Yelechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbason Lashem. It refers to the commandment of Shabbos. And when we get to Parshas Vayakel, we'll talk about some of those elements where there is a discussion there about the connection between Vayakel, which is about the topic of the Mishkan, and Shabbos, and what outweighs what, etc. But there's another element that's discussed here in the Midrashim on this pasuk, that the notion of Vayakel, of gathering people together, is specific to Shabbos. And so the Yalkut Shimoni, for example, says, Asei lecha kihilos gedolos, you should make big groups, udrosh lefnehem berabim, and expound in public at those groups. What should you expound? Hilcho Shabbos. They should learn Shabbos. Kedei shilomdu mimcha doros habayim lahakil kihilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, likanos bivate midrashos, etc. And so the Yalkut Shimoni seems to say that one should be gathering kehilos in order to learn the laws of Shabbos. It sounds like this might actually occur on Shabbos, because it goes on to say, Mikan, from here we learn, Amr Moshe tikan lehem liyisrael shayu darshan be'inyano shel yom, hilchos pesach be'pesach, hilchos atzeres be'atzeres. The idea that a person is supposed to learn the topic of the day. So on Pesach, you're supposed to be learning about Pesach, and on Shavuos, you should be learning about Shavuos, and on Sukkos, you should be learning about Sukkos. And so the idea is that on Shabbos, you have this opportunity to be Vayakel, to get together, and what should you be learning about on that day? The thrust of the Medrash, of the Yalkut Shimoni, seems to be that you learn about Shabbos, and it's a great opportunity to do so. The Torah indeed says, and this is where that Shulchan Aruch that I began with comes from, he says, Im ragil b'shinas tzaharayim, right? If you're used to sleeping in the afternoon, like you're used to the siesta type of thing, al yivat lenu, you should not disregard it. You should do it ki oneg hulo, because it's enjoyable. V'achar hashina, but after you sleep, kovin medrash, we are supposed to establish a time to learn, whether it's dafyomi, whether it's a shir, whether it's just sitting down with wonderful book, that Torah book, which is constructive reading. Amra Torah Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah quotes a Medrash that says as follows. The Torah says to God, Ribono Shel Olam, Kishiyichnasu L'Yisrael La'aretz, when the Jews enter the land of Israel, Zeratz L'Karmo, this one's going to run to his vineyard, V'zelratz L'Sadeu, this one's going to run to his field, V'ani Matei Alai, and the Torah says, what'll be with me? Everybody's going to be so busy living the agrarian life, living involved in their agricultural needs, what's going to be with me? Amar La, so God says, don't worry, there's a time. Yesh Li Zug, Sha'ani Mizavig Lecha, I have a partner for you. And you know what the partner's name is? Really nice guy. Shabbos Shemo. Shabbos is its name. Shehem B'telem Imalachtam. There's going to be a day that they will not have to work. They will not be called upon to go through the grind. And on that day, they will have the opportunity to learn Torah V'yechol L'asok B'cha. And they'll be able to be busy with you. And so again, the idea that the freedom that we now have on Shabbos, although yes, of course, it's nice to be able to catch up on sleep. Indeed, the Torah says one should catch up and try to sleep as they can. But we should make sure that Torah is a part of that day. Unfortunately, take 10 for Torah, not an option on Shabbos, but it's something which, we could figure out another way. The Beis Yosef says, Mikan samchu b'chol tfutzas ha-gola, and the Beis Yosef quotes some sort of custom that in everywhere in the exile, everyone in the diaspora, this is what they would do. They would get together and scholarship and sit and learn Achar Suda Shachris after the meal. He seems to make it sound like it would happen before the nap or after the nap. It doesn't really matter so much as long as you get it done. The Mishnah Brura quotes here that in Siman Reish Tzadik, it's a tochacha magula. It's a really big rebuke. Lo'osan ho'anashim shematailin be'esahi b'shukim b'ruchovos. People who just walk around and don't really do anything constructively. Ke'afilu Suda Shabbos shi mitzvah. As he quotes a source that says that even a Suda Shabbos, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, should not be done. You should not have extra Sudos on Shabbos in order to avoid learning, or even if it'll just incidentally avoid learning. Just to hang around and to do things which are not constructive and are not of a Torah learning capacity should not be done. The purpose of the day is to further and advance our Torah scholarship. It's interesting that, you know, we have this idea that's mentioned, as I mentioned before, in the Shulchan Aruch, that really this is even more for the Balabatim, more for the workers. The workers are the ones who are supposed to see Shabbos as the opportunity to do the thing, which they don't have the opportunity to do all week. The Shlad discusses how the Shabbos itself, kilo ivru Shabbosus el legirsa, Shabbos is created for learning. He says, v'chas v'chalila ein hapirush sheyivlu kol hayom betanug. Even though Shabbos is about oneg and enjoyment, you can't just let the entire day go by just enjoying yourself in a physical way. You should have more tanug, more benefit, more enjoyment, better delicacies, better food than other days. But heaven forfend, God forbid, to not be busy with one of the most important things we have the opportunity to do on Shabbos, to learn Torah. And as the Gemara suggests in Shabbos Peivav, everybody agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos, and that's deeply symbolic. The Torah was given on Shabbos because Shabbos is our opportunity to give and to use Torah. A person should try to innovate their Torah and try to learn new things and try to sort of transcend their level of Torah where they were previously. The Shari Tshuva mentions this idea of this chiddush of innovation in Torah, that Shabbos, when we're rested and we have the time to think, we should be not just catching up, but doing more. And he quotes an idea from the Zohar that when we get our neshama yesera, the idea that we get this added level of neshama, of spirit, on Shabbos, when it goes back after Shabbos, Shoel Oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God asks it, Ma Chiddush Amarta B'Torah? So what'd you do over Shabbos, you extra soul? You had the opportunity to learn and to transcend where you were previously. What have you contributed, what have you added to? And then he says, if somebody is not of the capability to innovate in their Torah learning, one should learn new things. Altogether, the idea that we see again and again about Shabbos is that it's bad enjoyment for sure, but one of the enjoyments that we have to maybe calibrate towards is the enjoyment of Torah learning. We have to make it part of our day, part of our Shabbos, and that perhaps will be the truest enjoyment we can find.